My name is Emmanuel. I'm the host of Niger Nation Space. And today we are here to talk about a very serious issue, NYSC. You know, it's something I've went through. I succeeded. It was not easy, but I did. But today is not my story you guys are going to hear. All I have to do is keep mute and allow people that are going through it to speak out. Some people here have done their NYSC before, like Diola and Co. And everybody have their own story to talk about this program. I initially feel like this NYSC could have been an amazing program if it was well arranged and well designed for the public, I mean for us that finish university, for us to like gain more working experience, make new connect, and also, you know, see how it goes working with, you know, the government and different organizations. But it was not the case, you know. Some of us have to fight for our life. Well, let's start the space, and the first speaker is SOB. Please, SOB, you can unmute yourself. You are welcome. Please introduce yourself and talk. Everybody have time to express themselves. I won't cut anybody off, but at the same time, we still have to work with time so that everybody will speak. So, SOB, you can speak, please. I will mute my mic now.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Felix. I'm actually an active core member. Right now. Hello? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead, okay. Aya. I mean, Felix, we can hear you.
I'm actually an active core member. When I saw the girl's video, when she posted a video a few days ago, I just knew that something was going to happen. Because I knew that she was saying the fact, she was talking on behalf of all the core members, both those that are afraid to talk because of the law that governs NYSC. But you know, you can't just keep quiet and be dying in silence. You can just speak out and then let people know that this is what you are going through and all that. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy in this place. And I can tell you for free that I really regret hopping, like, optioning for this NYSC. I really regret it because at some point, it's not serving its purpose. That's just the truth. That is the honest truth. It's not serving its purpose. I came here for a reason. Experience what I studied in school. That was the first thing that came to mind because I studied a very unique course, special education. It's a very unique course in Nigeria right now. And it's a course that if I'm being exposed well, it's going to be a very good way for me and all that. But I come to realize that when I was posted, like, because I don't really believe in all those direct posting and all those stuff, because I just feel that I was just hoping for the grace of God, or like the will of God. So I was shocked when I discovered that I was not even posted to, like, my area of study. They didn't even post me to the area of study. That one is another thing entirely. And I'm working on that because that is one of the things that really made me regret optioning for the NYSC, honestly speaking, because this whole 1 year is going to be a waste of time, a waste of money, most importantly, money, because at the end of the day, the money they are paying us, it's even less than being enough. It's not even enough. Even the 77K that they promise us, it's not even enough. I'm not even talking about, there are a lot of things, there are a lot of people that wants to come and speak out, but they are afraid. They are afraid. I don't want to disclose where I'm serving right now because I respect the NYSC, I respect the body. But we cannot just continue like this. We cannot continue like this. It is becoming something else. Like, if it is not If it is not transportation issue, is kidnapping. If it is not kidnapping, is PPA is another issue entirely. PPA is another. A lot of persons are going through a lot of problems in PPA, and I am one of it. And I'm still settling and a very important issue. I'm still trying to work on it. That something should that would have better my life. So I don't know if it is a scheme or what. I don't even know the purpose of it. Because before I even enter this NYC, when I heard people say, I say, if you come, they are preparing you for the world of work. That is what the NYC is for. They are preparing students for the world of work. Eh? But at the end of the day, what you studied in school is not what you are facing. It is a very different world. So that means you are just wasting your 1 year for nothing. I am just here, honestly speaking, I am just here because I have started it. I have to finish it. Because at the end of the day, if I finish what I'm doing right now and where they posted me to, I won't be able to use that to do anything for myself. I have to go and then fetch and look for another way. You all know how special education is. I was supposed to be posted to either a psychiatric or a special school. I even wanted to go there. And the thing is still issue. It's still giving us issue right now. So at the end of the day, there is a lot of frustration, money. Like, it is frustrating. It is totally frustrating. So when that girl came out to talk, I know a lot of persons here, core members here, will be afraid to talk. They will be afraid to talk because there's nothing you can hide anymore. At the end of the day, like if you talk, you will die. If you not talk, you will still die. You understand? So the whole thing is totally frustrating. To me, personally, to me, I don't know about other person, but this NYC of a thing is not serving its purpose. It is not serving its purpose, what it's supposed to serve. We are not gaining what we are supposed to gain. We are not gaining what we are supposed to gain. In where I'm serving, a core member, let me shock you, in where I'm serving, the state I'm serving, a core member died because of ulcer. I will not call the place. A core member died because of ulcer. Okay, you don't even know if it was hunger, because there are some persons that face a lot of issues. They will not want to call home. Maybe they have been collecting money from their parents and they don't want to call. So they just want to endure till the girl died. So I don't, right now, when I saw the girl's video, I was so happy inside of me because I say, thank God, at least someone has paved the way. Has paved the way. This is not a secret call. This is not a secret call. It's an open place that if it is a sane country, honestly speaking, I respect Nigeria and I love this country. But if this country is a sane country, you're not supposed to threaten someone that is suffering. This person is suffering and is coming out to air their views. Most of us here, we are the ones taking care of ourselves. We are the ones taking care of ourselves. Our bills, we pay them to ourselves. So you cannot just bring us from our state, far places, take us to another land. Then even the place that most of us are staying, my goodness, even the place most of us are staying, the water I'm using to cook, I know what core members are going through. I know what we are going through. So it is better for government to look into this matter and then sort it out. The girl did not lie. Though the girl said the president is a terrible... She was talking about presidency. It's not the Buhari. It's not the Tinubu, I mean to say. She's talking about the government. It's a terrible one. It's a terrible one. Because at the end of the day, what are you standing to gain? You will still suffer all this suffering. And at the end of the day, you still go and be looking for a job. You will not get a job. So it is very, very frustrating. It is totally frustrating. Imagine you spending 5 years, 6 years in school. 5 years, 6 years in school. And then you will now go to camp. They will now introduce Saeed to you. Like, they will not be telling you, go and learn work. Like, something that you studied. Like, I studied a practical course. I went to the field. Eh? And I want to work on this. I'm working for my, it's crazy. And they are telling you, what about people that do not have the zeal? Because a lot of persons do not have the zeal. Do not have the zeal to learn work. A lot of persons, their gateway is education. A lot of persons, their gateway is education. So if you call someone that his or her gateway is education to go and learn work, how do you want that person to succeed? How do you want the person to survive? How do you want it? I'm not saying learning and work is not good, though, but it is not the government that is supposed to advise you to do that. After you have spent a lot of money in school, most of us attended private school. You spend a lot of money after all the stress in school, in the university, and then you are coming back, someone is telling you, go and learn a skill, go and learn tailoring, go and learn tie and dye, a graduate. It's a very shameful thing. It's a slap to Nigeria. It's a slap to Nigeria.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You spoke about your place of service, that's your PPA.
Yes.
And things that will be happening. Do you think it's good for us to keep protecting these same PPA people that don't care about us? Like, if your place of primary assignment and somebody died there without them even taking care of the situation and even doing the necessary step, is it not right that we call them out? You know, if we start holding people responsible for their action, maybe our country will be better. Why are we hiding there? What if it is you? What if it's somebody else tomorrow? What if what you say today will be the cornerstone for change in this society or in whosoever that place is?
Can I say something?
I know you don't want to mention this state. Please, franchise, yeah, you're going to speak, please. Just hold on, because...
Okay.
Let me just ask him. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't think right now, at this juncture, we are that any of these people deserve protection anymore. Okay? Mm-hmm. If we want to call them out, let's call them out with our full chest. All we want is changes. Why are we protecting them? Are they protecting you? The bad order you are using to eat, you are using to bait yourself. What if anything happened to you? Have you thought about it? They'll tell us they'll give accommodation. There's no accommodation. So why are we still protecting this same organization that don't care about us?
Honestly speaking, like, even in my own, this death of it is actually, I know the NYC, the board, they know about this, and it is not something that is I don't think is a secret something, but when I heard the cause of the death, I was angry inside of me. I was so sad because also it is hunger, or maybe the person is eating what is not supposed to eat. The person is eating what is not supposed to eat. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm having a serious issue that if I hear it out right now, it's going to cause problem in my PPA. It's going to cause problem. You understand? So all these things, they are very frustrating.
Please say it out. You have to air it out, okay? If we don't speak and we want people to speak for us, when are we going to fight for ourselves? Speak it out. Let people hear your story. That's why we are here. We didn't call you here to hide some truth away from the public. It's hard that everybody starts speaking their truth. At the end of the day, what if this thing end up affecting you? Now you have the opportunity to speak it out.
The thing is, when I was in the camp, I had this hope that I will be posted to my area, to the place to what I studied. That was what, because they asked us to, I remember when they asked us to submit our course of study, we submitted like how many times? So I was like, wow, how more they go carry me go where I will study, like I will be there and then make a I didn't even want to do direct posting because I was 100% sure, because it is, the course is very rare in Nigeria right now. So I was very sure that they will take me to a special school. But at the end of the day, I now saw myself in a regular school, and this place is not just, it's not just a regular school. It's a place that if you stay this place in a very long while, the place will reduce your IQ. It will reduce your IQ. So I met my LGI and I spoke to her. I told her, ma, I need to transfer from this place. I need to transfer to a special school. It's not as if I don't like the school. I love this school, but this is not my area of specialization. I need to look for my, I have plans for my certificate. And we all know that special school is even more tedious than a regular school. So the woman directed me to a, and the woman did well. The woman is a nice person. She directed me to a special school, and I went there. I went to the special school. When I got there, they welcomed me. The woman was so happy to see me. She welcomed me. I was like, she offered me a very nice accommodation, because according to the LGI, it is very rare. The LGI told me that she saw only two people that graduated from that course in Delta State, or in other places. So the two of us, the two people now, the other person and myself. So the woman now directed me to the place. I went there. They welcomed me and everything. And they asked me, they said, no problem, that I can resume anytime I want. I came back to my LGI. My LGI directed me to go to the school, my original PPA, to get a rejection letter. I should go there and tell her the problem on ground. I went to the PPA. I begged this woman. Like, I was crying. I begged, ma, this my family depends on this. I begged this woman. This woman said, lie, that she cannot let me go.
Who refused to sign your rejection letter? Is it the school or the
principal? The principal.
Hold on. The principal refused to sign your rejection letter, and you keep begging her.
Okay? Yes.
I think you don't actually know your rules. According to NYC, if you don't want that school, all you have to do is talk to your HR that you don't want to go back. Only the HR can sign your rejection letter instantly. See, and then
the thing is, I don't know. Because I spoke to one of the big officials in the NYC. So the person directed me to write, even before they asked me to write an official letter to NYC. And that alone is also under probability. Serious probability. Because,
okay, let me tell you what you do in regards to this, because during my time as NYC board member, I was the vice president of my CDS, and people with a lot of this kind of issue happens to be in our CDS always, like they want to change their PPA. Actually, if you feel like a PPA did not matches your aspiration, your specialty, or your field of study, you can actually request for a rejection letter. If they refuse to reject you, all you have to go back to your portal and print out your primary place assignment, and then under this rejection thing, meet your local government inspector, that is the LGI, tell her the reason why you don't want to be in that place. She's the only one that will sign it, and once she signs it, the school have no right over you. They are not the one that employ you. You understand? So if you tell the school, in fact, you don't even need to go back to that school. That is just the fact. You are even showing them respect. That is why you even beg. They have no, in fact, if NYC say leave that place, you are leaving, the school have no right to owe you. All you have to do is talk to your LGI, and your LGI will sign it. Once your LGI has signed it, you are done with them. So even begging that woman, you are just doing them a favor and making them feel as if they have power. In fact, some people will not even go to their PPA. Some people will not go that. You know what? Since people don't want to reject me, I'm not going. All you have to do, go to your monthly clearance and do your monthly clearance, and there's nothing that will happen. So if I were you right now, the advice is for you to go to your AGI, do your weekly CDS, not for your monthly clearer. Do your weekly CDF. Meet the woman like all the guy. Please, I don't want to go to this place. I've printed out my PPA from my portal. I'm putting in this rejection letter. And then you attach it with your acceptance letter from the other school. Once you sign it, you are done. And that is just it. You don't need to go back to that school again. Stop, like, putting yourself in a total mess that is not comfortable for you. And honestly, thank you for speaking. That. Yeah, I will allow other speakers to speak because we have other speakers. B Corner will be the next person to speak because I'm allowing people to speak. I know you, but B Corner was here before you and we've already arranged it. After B Corner, you speak Frances. The co-host will speak then followed by you because she was here before you. Please.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Blessing and I graduated last year. Yes, last year. I think it was around June, July last year. And I have been holding back from going for NYSE. And if you were to ask me, I have one particular reason for why I haven't been able to, or I haven't decided to finally go. And number one is finance. I just feel like I need to have a certain amount of money before I decide, oh, now I'm ready to go. And when you look at this thing closely, why am I supposed to be planning finance before going for NYSE? Government should have me covered because I'm going to serve for the entirety of 1 year. It's not like I'm going somewhere to start a business, but then I still have to watch my own back. I have to plan for housing. I have to plan for this and that, transportation. And the whole transportation thing, I think that it makes no sense for you to just come out of nowhere, tell a fresh graduate that does not have any source of income to move across the country for a whole year without having to even take care of something as little as transport. Oh, we live on so-so-so day. If you know that you're this, there's transport for... This should be the tiniest thing that the government should cover for us. But somehow, you're on your own. You just have to find your way there. If they call you today and you live in on one end of the country and they say, pack your bags, you're going to Maiduguri, for instance, you have to find your way there. It doesn't matter if you don't have the money. It doesn't matter if you're scared for your life because even the roads are not safe. You just have to somehow find your way there. And it's so funny because they will not cover for the transport. They claim that they will cover for your accommodation. They will not even do that. And planning to go serve and you're planning money, you're saving, is a waste of time. When you leave school, you're a fresh graduate. You're supposed to be looking for how to find your feet in the labor market. You want to know, okay, what's next for my life? It's not, you don't even have the luxury of time to go and spend 1 year somewhere that you have never been. And another thing is, I feel like the whole NYSE thing is just a way of supplying all these schools, all these firms with very cheap labor or free labor, if I may. Because it's like they're not paying you salary. They get to use you and use your time and your effort and your energy and everything. I'm out of breath, sorry. It's just that they should scrap the whole thing, long story short, because they're putting people at an inconvenience every single time they tell them, go to so-so-so-and-so place and serve your country. Because why should I have to do that after school? It's not even like they're creating opportunities. They're just providing cheap labor for the labor markets. Because after that 1 year, it's like back to square one. You go back to your place to wherever it is that you're based and you now start to think about your life, whereas you graduated a year ago. It doesn't make any sense. Another thing that I really want to speak on is a lot of things that go on in Nigeria will not go on or will not continue to go on if we don't allow it. Nigerians are so brainwashed and we're in like a mental prison, right? And I need us individually to look in the mirror sometimes and let go of certain mentality. Look in the mirror sometimes and just tell yourself, I believe certain things. I have been made to believe certain things. It doesn't mean that these things are the truth. it doesn't mean that this is the way things should be. Because imagine how this whole drama started a couple of days ago. This girl came out, she made a video. I saw the video, my first thought was, yes, finally, somebody is talking about the things that we have to go through as Nigerians. And a couple of days after, I'm seeing reactions from left, right, center. We cannot even come together to face the common enemy, in this case, which is the government. Why is there division? We're talking about our reality. As Nigerians, we're talking about things that we're going through. And some people are saying that, oh, just live within your means. There is no way you're living within 33,000. That girl, she has another source of income, aside being a club member. A lot of people have multiple streams of income. They still cannot even live a decent life as an average Nigerian. And a lot of us look at ourselves and we're like, oh, I'm in the middle class. You're not. A lot of us are actually poor. And until we start to speak, because we have this mindset, we have been made to believe that even when we speak, things don't change. So why should you speak? I want us to all know that if you don't stop speaking, things will change. But the thing with Nigerians, we're just so easy to manipulate. I was talking to somebody the other day and I told the person that if the president were to come and walk in my streets right now and started to share something as useless as a face cap, you're not going to eat a face cap. It's not food to you. People would still rush the face cap. That face cap is not serving any purpose to you. I need us to have minds of our own. And this whole thing, people are beginning to treat it as a trend. Oh, we're speaking up next week. Whatever the new hot gist is, we'll move on to it. We need to stop. It's a habit that has continued in Nigeria for ages. And I just need us to sit up. Because it will continue like this. We keep, all of us, we're praying for long life and whatnot. Is this how you want to live your long life? At some point, you need to look at yourself and tell yourself that you're deserving of good things too. We deserve to have electricity. I'm literally sitting in the dark right now, sweating. We deserve to have little things. And these are little things, but the brainwash is so deep that we think that these things are such glorious things. We have glorified the simplest things. We should have light. And I also want to believe that because we have been brainwashed and caged in our minds, the moment the government does something little for us, we're very quick to be like, yeah, finally, they've done something. And then we just act like, okay, at least you have this. We need to stop that at least mindset. These people are there to serve us. I don't think we understand that we run Nigeria, or Nigeria is run on a democratic system. The government needs to work for us. And I don't think we understand that. What are they doing for me? What is this person doing for me? What should they be doing for me? President after president after president after president will come and things will not change. And we continue to keep quiet because it's like, oh, nothing is going to change when we, you know, oh, we'll shout, we'll rant. We might even go on the streets. Oh, look at NSAS protests. How did it end? I'm not doing that again. We need to stop. And we also need to start wanting better for ourselves. I really wish from the bottom of my heart that there is a way for this NYSC thing to be scrapped. It doesn't make any sense. You're paying people peanuts to work their lives away. In Nigeria, where we run on a system that pays the workers monthly wage, if you were to calculate the hours that you work in a day, and then you somehow break it down into your monthly pay, you should be angry. You have every right to be angry because they are using you like you're a slave, like you don't have any choice. They made this NYC certificate so important that you just have to at some point go. I know someone that decided to not go after like 3-4 years. He needed the certificate. He had to go at the end of the day. That is how important they made it. We have to speak. At the end of the day, you're like, oh, what can my voice do? Oh, if I talk now, what will change? Things will actually change. The person that spoke before me that was speaking about how somebody died and whatnot, there was supposed to be an outrage. Nobody heard about it. And it keeps happening like this every day. Even in our day-to-day lives, we see how, oh, so person down the streets traveled for NYC. They died on the road. Oh, there was an accident. Oh, they were kidnapped. And this NYC thing keeps going on, and they still place so much value on it, because if you don't go, how are you going to have the NY certificate? You might even want a job later. The job that we even keep shouting, it's not like there is employment that you just, oh, you graduate and then you come and choose and you pick from. But then you have to prepare yourself ahead. Opportunities can just come up at any time. Imagine coming across an opportunity. As a Nigerian, we know how rare that is. And someone tells you, where's your NY certificate? Provide it. And you're like, oh, I did not go. They made it so important that you don't have a choice. You just have to go. And genuinely, if we were to say that the government or the people in power do not see our struggles, oh, you think they don't know that NYSC or court members are missing on the roads every day? You think they don't know that accidents are happening on the road and court members are dying? People that had no business traveling by road to the places that they were going to. You think they do not know these things? It's just because we don't speak up. We don't talk about these things. We don't make it a duty to always challenge and question them. Like I said, when we see them, we're so, I don't know, we feel like they're better than us. We feel like we cannot question them. And then when the time comes for, why do you think they bribe people during elections? They need you. They need to lie to you. They need to lie to people around you. They need to lie to our mothers. They need to lie to the women in the neighborhood because they need them. That is how important we are, and that is how much power that we have. But when it comes to questioning them and asking them to do what is right when they're in power, it doesn't work like that, because Nigerians are so, we're so bold yet so timid. And it makes me wonder, how does that even work? We're so bold, but then when it comes to speaking up and talking about these things, it's like, and the funny thing about it is that you cannot speak up. I get it. You're timid. I understand. But when I want to speak, or when someone else wants to speak, why will you not allow them? It's like we're going to die in this hellhole of suffering together. If I don't speak, like, shut your mouth. You also cannot talk. Make it make sense. Because we have Nigerians that are attacking the lady. We have Nigerians that will attack you if you're in a space and you say something. They will attack you. Why? You're literally suffering together. Someone said that we're not living within our means. We should not be eating egg. What should we eat? Crayfish? Because I don't understand. Egg is literally the teeny tiny protein that the average person should be able to afford. Even chicken should not be that expensive. All these things are normal things. But we're such in mental slavery, and we have caged our minds so much. I just feel like, as few people are as we are on this space, if we did inner work and just tell ourselves, okay, now I want to be free from this mental slavery. I am a Nigerian, I am a citizen of this country. I refuse to continue to live my life like this. I refuse to let these people treat me this way. And I will start to speak on certain things. If you're in a space of 20, 30 people, you need to speak on certain things. I feel like people are so brainwashed that you have to remind them. Let them know that these things are not normal. They'll be like, oh, it is well. These things are not normal. We deserve to live decent lives. You deserve to go out all day and come back and at least be able to put on your AC, because there is light. You will go since morning and come back. You won't meet lights. You just be like frustrated. You deserve to live a healthy and happy life. We should speak these things in spaces where we have an audience. Even if it's 10 people, 15 people, speak to them. Let them hear. Your words are like a seed that you have planted in their mind. And they might also get home and think about it. We are not angry enough for me, and we are not tired enough. And it just makes me wonder, at what point, when is our breaking point exactly? Because we keep taking and taking and taking and taking, and we just keep saying that, oh, it's Nigeria, that's how, you know, how it is. I could actually speak about this thing for like, I don't know. But then I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Before you go, I have some few questions and, you know, advice to give, you know.
Okay.
As someone that have passed through the system, I was posted to Borno State for my NYSC.
Oh, wow.
My call-up letter come out 24 hours before we have to make the journey. That's how crazy the NYSC was that year. You know, your call-up letter will be out that you were posted to this place, and the following morning, yes, you have to take your this thing. I was to make a two-day trip to Borno. Printing out the letter, I find that they changed our camp to Katsina, very close to Niger border, which was not secured at all. Getting to that camp was a whole lot of problem. Like that campus attacked like twice during our time. Like we have to hide under the bed. It was scary, I won't lie. Even to go out and bath was an issue for everybody. You know, we're willing to pay any amount of money to be redeployed back to maybe Abuja or Nasarawa or any state, just don't want to go to Borno. Like, hey, no, I'm not going. You know, some people were brainwashed. They will come, we'll give you people good job over there in Borno. We'll make you guys work with NGO. We'll give you people the best of the best. They made promises. And when you get there, so some few people that believe them, actually, when they get there, it was something else. Like, the story was totally different. And that is why today you see people pay any amount of money, 200k, 300k, for them to be redeployed to another state.
Yeah.
And NYC are doing something intentionally that states like Rivers, Lagos, Abuja, which we know are the hot cake that everybody wants to go to, immediately you open the portal, they'll tell you the state is occupied, is freed up. How? The portal just opened less than 24 hours and you're telling me Lagos state is freed up. Lagos are supposed to take about 4,000 or 5,000 coppers. Like, you know, what they did is that they will close the portal, tell you that the space is closed up so that people will come and pay their money, like 150, 200, to their NYC agents so that they can be posted to those states. Now imagine like 1,000 people paid 150,000, 200,000 to be deployed to Lagos, Abuja, all those states. Do you know how crazy money those NYC officials are making? Despite the fact they allocate a lot of money to them to feed people, they'll give you strong yam in the camp that you cannot even eat that yam. They'll give you beans as if you're in a prison. And then when it comes to Sunday, that is where they share chicken. Like, it's every Sunday they will share one chicken for you. And that chicken, let me not just speak much because we don't know what really happened. It's a total mess. NYC is a total mess. And
can I just say something? This scenario that you just painted of where they would feed you whatever they like during the week and then give you small chicken on Sundays. I feel like this is just what they do to us as a people in Nigeria, because they will starve us to the extent where little things begin to look very important to us. Imagine being in a space like that, and now when Sundays are approaching, you are now looking forward to the little chicken that is literally nothing on a
normal day. Exactly. Let me tell you, most of us, like before I went to NYC, I know that that place was trash. I have to come with one big or two bag with my own personal food. You know, make sure I have enough money, or that 200 to 300k that I'm going to buy food inside my meal. And those food are expensive. So my some of our bunkmates will still collect our card to go and collect food. Every Sunday, like this, everybody will be fighting. Please give me your card. I have to take collect chicken.
Imagine.
You understand? And so people will only collect the bread. You know, okay, give us the bread. We'll go and buy something else with the bread. I mean, maybe water, Coke, or whatsoever, because their food was trash. You understand? And then in NYC, like, if you lose guard, your items are gone. Your clothes, your shoe, your phone, everything is gone. Like, just take your eyes off your things a little. You are, in fact, you are back to square one. So I feel like there's not enough security for us, and we are not well protected. Even during NYC in the camp, if you are sick, you are not allowed to use drugs. Like, there are rules and procedures. Like, we have a lot of issues. Some of our people, like, we're extremely sick, and they told that they cannot see the doctor because it's not allowed. NYC rule, blah blah blah, that they have to talk to the first aid treatment first. Some of them, 3 or 1 week later, they will be still being the sick bay inside the NYC camp before they will allow them to have special permission to see doctor outside the camp. It was as terrible as that. So tell me, why would I want somebody else to go through such thing? You know, my advice is this, okay? If you find a way for you to get yourself to a better place, you know, find a way to get to a good state, just do your camp. If you cannot do your camp, you know, some people came in the camp late and lied that they are married. Some, they paid official and tell them that, you know, they will come to the camp a day or 2 days later, they will disappear. Like, some politician children we met, the girl came in today, the following day, she's out of the camp. Like, how do you do it? I paid them now. I cannot stay here. You understand? They paid and they leave. And some of them will tell their PPA, I cannot come to your PPA. I'm going to pay you all my 33K for a whole year. Keep it, just give me my clearance, monthly clearance. And that is how some people escape this hardship and problematic NYC we called specialty in Nigeria because of the certificate. Well, I know it's not easy, but at the same time, we still have to go through the NYC process because the certificate is important for anything you want to do. Any little thing you want to do, they ask, where's your NYC certificate? Where is this? I will allow the next speaker to speak now. Later, all of us will have some questions, we'll run some things. So franchise will speak right now, you know.
Hello, good evening, everybody. My name
good
is
evening. Francis.
Yes. Concerning this NYSC thing, me personally, I believe that the NYSC actually has a lot of potential, but the problem is that it's just poorly managed. You understand? The youths that are serving the nation, you are meant to lavish them, to encourage them to work for the government. From government to your PPA. These PPA people take NYSC posting as unpaid interns, while these NYSC coppers are they are basically your distant for a year. They are not free labor. They are not cheap slaves. You feel you can send them up and down without even dropping something. You can't say, oh, let us put you on a 50K stipend for like per month or something. But you still send them. You send this one to use his own car to go to another place to go and buy you something like Haba now. These are human beings. These are not robots. These are human beings. They are not robots. We need to start holding the whole chain of command accountable for the things that they do to be better. As a matter of fact, these old heads in power are killing the zeal of the younger generation. Any small thing, if you ask any young, the solution is jackpot. Jackpot. Any small thing, jackpot. Why? Because these people have made us think this way. I have a friend that deras, before he even entered university, he did not even want to be here. As he was finishing secondary school, he was already applying for visa in the US. His junior brother too, same thing, to Germany. All of them wanted to jackpot. They don't want to stay here. Why? Because they don't see any hope. They don't see any change. They don't see any bright future for the nation. Because these people have blinded us. They have just made them seem as if like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Do you understand? And they will not allow the young do anything. If you challenge them, they will forget that they are at fault and they start using a elder to oppress you. Like any small thing, if you talk now, they say, am I your mate? Who are you? Etc. This one down, this, what have you done in this life? Where have you reached? Waiting. Where I have not reached does not mean I cannot criticize you. Look at that video that lady drops where that other official called her. Am I your mate? Who are you? So because I am nobody, I cannot question you. You that owes an obligation to me, I can't question you. Like, how about now? Look at Kai. Our issues is not just from government or more. That's one thing we need to do. Us too, as citizens, we need to do better. Let's not just scrutinize the government. Us too, we have problems of our own. We Nigerians. But then again, our problems as individual citizens are as a precursor to the stimulation that these government officials have given to us. So to an extent, I do not really blame the citizens because our people made us this way. You grab. And there are people that the NYSC are their hope. Like this, the guy before me, before Beast Corner spoke, the NYSC is their hope. You grab. Just for them, post them to appropriate places, but these people will start demanding money or else you'll not get anything done. They will say, before I put you here, do something for boys now. Do something for boys. Me, I'm not yet there in the system. I'm in my final year in the university. I'm about to join all this disgusting system of things. And I'm seeing all these things. I'm hearing all these things that, even for you to even get appropriate. I'm not even saying, put me in money, CBN. Put me in where I'll be collecting money. I'll be putting money in my pocket. Just put me in the appropriate place that is appropriate for my course. And I can start my career from there. You're saying I should put something in your hand. People that are breadwinners that can barely even survive for themselves. They're already even trying to press them to feed your own selves. People that can barely feed themselves. How about? It's a very sad reality we live in the retardation of the system of government. It is heavily affecting the train of thought of the citizens. That the smallest up you have on somebody, you get power drunk. And it's a very disgusting sight to see. That Felix, I don't know if that's the pronunciation, Felix, he's saying that the principal is doing this one, doing that one. Like, yeah, just the principal, Baba, no be God you be. Now, principal you be, my guy. Why are you doing all this? You're suffering so. What do you gain? What are they gaining? If you ask, what are they, like, is it worth it? To slow the process or the decision of somebody's life. Just for when I am above you. You have to do, like, come on now. Let's be real. It's a very disgusting sight to see. Because me personally, I do not want to do NYSC. You grab. but I see it as something that's better to have and not need than to need it and not have. I dead as had a fight with my father. I told him, I said, Omo daddy, I don't want to do NYSC. He said, Omo daddy, I should do it. When I now finally agreed to doing the NYSC, you know what this man told me? He said, because I was talking to him, I was like, oh daddy, I want to do my NYSC in Abuja. You grew up because I'm studying public health. So with that, I wanted to work with either Ministry of Health or NCDC, Center for Disease Control. You grab, he was like, oh no, that I should go around Nigeria, I should go to Enugu, I should go to Lagos. I say, I'm not doing that too. I can do that when my career has taken proper this thing and I can fund my own things by myself. But for me to go where I don't know, start afresh there. No, I told him about Geskia, I am not doing that, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I am not doing that. You grab, like, I find it as a very stupid thing for the government or system to have people serving them and you don't handle simple things like transport, proper feeding, accommodation, etc. You grab, like, small thing. I saw a post on, was it Twitter? Yeah, I saw a post on Twitter, like, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, when the whole, this thing was popping, the whole NYC girl thing was, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday. I saw in the bylaw they call it or something, the way, if they kidnap you, you better have a family member that is ready to do your ransom. I say, come, not be government that they work for. Is it not government I'm working for? The fuck do you mean I am working for government? I am in the hands of government. I'm serving the government. Eh? They kidnap me. It's my parents or my family people, my friends that should handle my bargaining and whatnot. Am I not in the hands of the government? What's now if you are not going to protect the people that are going to enroll in this program, you have to make it optional. If you don't run it properly, you make it optional. Not that you make all this suffering for one entire year. And a lot can happen in that 1 year. They can kill you. They can kidnap you. You can fall sick. And like Felix, I think, was it Felix, explained that, no, or was it Yusef, that explained that, even if you fall sick, that there is another procedure. Hell to. If I now die, with the breadwinner, the government take care of my family. After all this suffer, they are telling me that even to look after my own health, I am not allowed to look after my own health. And if I want to do it through you, by your laws, I have to wait several days, several weeks. Make I wait, me the thing, Kimi Ma, they go be that now. How about? You grab, like, it's very, sometimes when I think of all these things, I'll just break down and I'll just be very emotional because I cannot believe this is what my people are going through. It's a very heavy lump to swallow. Things that, like, leaders, they are meant to, let me say, things as small as if you get into power now, you grab. At least build schools proper. If you build schools proper, make sure that people all under the government want to work for the government. Not like, they want to start on their own. They want to do something. They don't want government. This one. By the time you lavish all these core members like this now that they are saying, you put their minimum wage, all this 70-something K, it's not feasible. 70K is not feasible. I am not trying to brag. I am a student. I am in a private university. If you give me 70,000 naira per month, I cannot survive. I will not overlive. I cannot survive. Food alone will chop that money, if not times two. Me, I have a business. I have what I'm doing at home. I have things that I'm doing at home. My parents are not really aware. My mom is aware, but like my dad is not aware. You grab. I have things that I'm doing at home that I know for a fact, government jobs, it will take a while unless, let me say I'm one significant level, maybe level 10, level 15 or whatever, before this thing. And you're telling me that, I should survive on 30K, 50. I'll finish spending millions in school to come down and be collecting 70,000 naira. As how now? As how? A proper nation is meant to protect the bright minds. If you finish with first class like this, get one sharp job ready for the graduates. But no, now the people say we even carry third class. Let me even say second class lower, scraped by university. Now then we go to see them as manager for this firm. You see this one, he's already 27. They'll put him in DG in one government and parastatal like this. Oh. See Shehi Tinubu. I don't know much about him, but one thing I know for a fact is that I have not seen anything concerning his youth service certification and whatnot. But you see him, if you check his reported holdings, you see him as he's I've forgotten the government this thing he holds, yeah, but he's not holding. You see him, he's one of the managing directors under the Shaguris. I don't know, those of you that are familiar with Lagos, I'm not sure Abuja people like that to know. Shaguri is one of the people that have been enabling government since Abacha's time. So all the evil that the government since Abacha till now have been doing is them that enabled it. You see, Shehi Tinubu is a managing director under them. What has he done to achieve that position? Collecting millions. I can swear that if it is not for photo shoots, Shehi Tinubu has not entered an office to say he wants to work, he wants to file paperwork. Nothing like that. You grab. Because I remember on my flight back to school this semester, I met one NYSC copper. He was asking me about the states where I school. He was like, oh, how is the place? This one, down, this one. You grab. I answered a few questions, and he said some things that stood out to me. I asked if it was the government that paid his flight, and he told me no, that he paid it himself. Why? Because if he uses road, they might kidnap him. And if they do, he has entered on Ragbese as he's the breadwinner. What is this? This is not living, my people. What is this? So government will send you to serve them in a place that is not your own. Like, you don't know the place. You've never been there. Highest highs, you've only heard it on news or something. They will send you to a strange and alien environment. And they can't handle something as simple as transport, feeding, accommodation. Now, a lady is coming out to voice our reality so much that she shed tears on camera, and you're now bashing her, saying, oh, she's going to club, she's chilling, this one, down, this one. Yes, she's doing all these things because she has another source of income, and relying on government has been proven to be useless. You understand? Like, I've seen grown men with white beards. Like, if you see, like, you know how you see some people, and you know, oh, this one is chilling. And you see some people and you say, Omo, this one, they suffer. You will see men that, like, the suffering is showing in their eyes. It's not like they'll carry that and say, oh, I'm suffering. You will see it in their eyes. You see this man with at least five sources of income, and they are barely able to handle their family of four. You grab, and there are people abroad doing well with part-time jobs. I'm not going to say full-time or part-time jobs. You're working at winning McDonald's and you're already chilling. You can buy yourself PS5, you can buy a car, you can do this one, you can start up your own family. You grab, and then you now want to sit down and continue suffering and let your life go as the government is cheating you. No, now, it's sad to see for real that uneducated Nigerians are celebrating bare minimum. Some think they are undeserving of stable electricity, an economy that will favor the average Nigerian. All these things, they are unfathomable thoughts to them. The thing is to bust their head. They say, oh no, we are not deserving of all this. Somebody is speaking up and you're saying, why are you speaking up? Is that how bad it has gotten? It is a very sad thing to witness. Oh my God. Nigerian politicians actually hit the jackpot with these people. It is a heavy thing. Sometimes when I go online, especially Twitter, because some of them, they used to air their retardation with so much ease, like they are paying them to do these things. I used to get a lump in my chest. I'm like, Kai, an actual human being is thinking like this. You won't check. Sometimes if I'll check the account, I'll see that they don't even have blue tick. So you are doing all these things for the fun of it. You are being this stupid for the fun of... How about now? It's a very sad thing to see. You don't believe you are deserving of stable electricity. You don't believe you are stable of an economy that favors the common Nigerian man. And you see Shehi Tinubu, he will come out and say all sorts to support his father. It's very, very unfortunate that the poor and uneducated Nigerians idolize poverty and are comfortable living like this, supporting more and more evil leaders. It's a sad thing to witness. It's very sad to witness things like this happening, and barely anyone is coming out to fight. And then the ones that are fighting are now being brought down by their own people who they share the same reality with.
That's crazy.
A very sad thing. Our dead freedom fighters will tumble in their graves if they knew what's happening. They did not die for this. They do not deserve this.
Our freedom fighter did not fight for us. That's why we're in this mess. They only fight for their own pocket or their own region. They only
fight for themselves.
That is why we're in this mess.
They
fought
for themselves. They did not know it was going to get
already, unfortunately, some political party have already capitalized on this young lady's grievance by posting about it. Like someone like Atiku posted about it. We saw the other man that followed that to the local government today. All this thing are political move. The year is coming to an end, and next year will be the year for election campaign, and then the following year will be the election. Everybody are re-strategizing. There's new political party being formed, and they are seeing this as an opportunity for them to, like, maybe create a chaos, or maybe, you know, use the lady to score a cheap point, you know, instead of them to even assist us and say, no, this issue that this lady voices, let's talk. They are all friends at the back. They don't have permanent friends or permanent enemies. This politician, they are all friends.
That's true.
It's anywhere belly face. Yes. That's their issue. Okay. And it's so unfortunate because I can somebody telling me that buying eggs is a luxury, like egg of 7,000, 8,000.
Egg.
Well, I think
you made mention. Let me just quickly say something before I just off my mic. You made mention of people using it as political moves. Now, you know the thing? The thing is that you settle down, you analyze these people. You grab. When you see that it is now close to election, that certain people are coming out to do certain things, you see them coming out to come and eat with Almajiri, you see them strolling on the streets, you see them trying to help this mama on the side of the road, trying to fry akara. That is when you know, oh no, these ones, they are just trying to tally your votes because election is near. But somebody like Sowore, I am not advocating. I am only speaking on what I have seen. You grab somebody like Sowore, he's been doing this thing from time. Since before he had political ambitions. As a student, he has been fighting and fighting, rebelling, revolution. See, from then till now, since military regime, when Tinubu himself was in exile, that Sani Abacha wanted his head. He's been fighting since then till now. So it's not any, oh, it's because he wants this one. Oh, this one down. He's been doing this thing from time. If that is his political strategy, he's trying. At least he's coming through for ordinary Nigerians. And that is what we need to understand. Political strategy. Yes. Which one favors us the most? That is what... I'm not saying anyone is good. I'm not saying anyone is... All of them are evil. Which is the lesser evil? Which one it is prioritizing us the most?
Franchise, we have to allow another speaker to speak right now.
I'll just
we'll
get back to this.
Yeah,
we'll get back to you. Thank you very much for the platform.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, if you have to speak about this country, right, about everything happening, like, we have hours and hours for us to speak, and it's crazy, you know. Some of you were on this space yesterday, and the rant was crazy, like, cleaning, and the emotions are high, okay? Because I went through some...
Emotions are high. Let me hop off.
Yeah.
Let me hop off. Yeah,
sure. I remember during my CDS, I don't just want to make mention of this company. They promised to pay me 33,000 because of my skills and, you know, working experience. Because when I was in the university, I was working. Ready to the PPA, I work overnight. They had some government job. We work from morning to sometimes 2 a.m., 3 a.m. They only paid me that 30,000 naira twice out of 12 months and work with them. Then, because the HR could not take it any longer, the guy messaged me on my WhatsApp. I said, sir, bro, I just sorry. No, be me, no put you for payroll. Now, my dad's make her remove you. After working hours and hours, spending money on transportation and feeding. You know what I did, my brother and sister? I decided to copy a sample of their monthly clearance, made my own copy, and I stopped going to the office. So every month, I would just stamp by this day, there's a way I did it. You know, it was illegal, but I have to find a way. You know, for the remaining 5 months that was remaining, I did not step my foot to that company, and I cleared myself every single day at my monthly clearance, and I disappeared. You know, it's crazy, but it's just the sad reality. You know, so right now, Miriam will speak. After Miriam, they're cleaning. We don't have much time, so I have to make sure that the time for each speaker will be, you know, a little bit lesser. So, Miriam, please, you can unmute yourself.
Good evening, everybody. So,
good evening.
So my name is Mariam, and I'm like a 300 level computer science student. And before we join this space, I and my friend, they are on this space here. We have been talking. We're talking about this whole drama and how she came up to speak and how like people are bashing her. But honestly, I feel like as Nigerians, we're not telling ourselves the truth. So the reason why NYSC was made in 1973, about 52 years ago, was after the Civil War, there was still a little bit of tension. And then Yakubu go on in his own, he was thinking, okay, what could make these Nigerians feel at peace amongst each other? And he was like, okay, I have this great idea. He now said that every youth that graduates should be posted in another place. That's why you see Igbo people serving in maybe Kano and Hausa people serving in maybe Enugu. But it's 52 years ago, and then the problem of tribalism has finished. I think that we should scrape NYSC, because I feel it's just a way to exploit this young graduate as they are coming out of the university, because there's no reason why you people slave and go to work and you pay them 33,000, and 33,000 cannot do anything. Like, he can't do anything anyway. I'm a student. And like 33,000 in my school is very laughable as allowance. And you're giving these people that have to transport, that have to feed in places they don't know 33,000. And she's coming out to say it. And you are saying that you could arrest her, or you could do something to her. I feel like we're not talking enough. As everybody has said, we're not talking enough. We're not showing how angry we are. That's why the government keeps on doing this thing over and over again. They feel that any platform we have, they can take it, they can threaten us. But I tell you, they can't do anything to us. I know they might scare us and be like, okay, yes, they know her address, they have found her, like they know everything about her. But what people are also watching, people that actually love Nigeria are also watching. People in higher places are also watching. Nothing can happen to that girl. I feel like it has been fed into our system. If people do us bad, we're supposed to keep quiet because they are older, or because they have more authority, or because they know, like, they are in power. But I feel like we should remove that mindset. Because you are in power does not mean you could abuse my rights. Because she's a Nigerian, she has the freedom of speech, as we're all taught in civic. She has the freedom of speech. Let me tell you, something happened when I was coming back. So I was coming back from Banex, if you know Banex, and then I used public transport. And then the taxi I was in, this man was calling passengers in front of the traffic light. Like, he was calling passengers to come and meet him after the traffic light. And unfortunately for him, there were these policemen, and they stopped this man, this driver, and told me to get out of the car. And then they told the man, obviously, I came out of the car because I was very shocked. I've never had like a run-in with police, and I've never like used public transport. This was like one of my first experiences. They told this man to get out, and he now called into the front of his car, and they slapped this man. And I'm telling you, these two policemen were drunk and they were on duty. There was no reason why they were to harass a civilian, but it's just abuse of power. And that's the same thing the government is doing. They are abusing their power. They are breaching our rights as citizens. And it's like, it's how people, how they'll pay, poverty is a disease, how they'll pay people to speak against this girl, or how educated people will see and know rights and know how people are suffering and still speak against this girl. Because she's speaking for like a whole body. She's speaking for the whole NYSC body. Anytime I see core members on the road, I always pity them, because they are always on bikes, or they are always looking stressed, or they are always trekking. When I and my friends are having conversations, but I always be like, I never want to serve. I feel like that 1 year is a waste of time. That 1 year is when you're supposed to find yourself. If you were to apply for like a job, that's when you're supposed to grow your skills. outside university, not going to Enugu, and I'm a computer science teacher now. I'm a computer science student now. They will not make me maybe a teacher, or they'll post me to a university or to a hospital. How does that make sense? How does that help me? I know they say I'm supposed to serve my country, but does serving my country, I'm serving my country and I should kill myself because I'm serving a country that doesn't even care about me? Because as Felix said, somebody died in camp, in the place she's supposed to serve her country. Somebody died there, and then nobody is saying anything about it. They were all trying to keep quiet. How are we sitting down and watching this country decay more than it should? How can a human being die at a camp like where she was going to serve, and nobody saying anything about it? The people in the camp are not protesting. Nobody has come out to say anything. If he didn't say it, we would have not known. Like these people have like taken us for granted and have like trampled on our rights as human beings. I that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mira. Like, we really appreciate your contribution. And maybe before your time will reach for the NYC, maybe God will touch their heart. And maybe now that we have started to call them out, maybe some changes will be made, okay, for things to get better. And that's why we are here. That's why we are hosting this place, so that let them hear our voice, because it's high time everybody hear our voice, okay? Cleaning, you have to speak right now, and then we'll come back to Felix. Nah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like this country, everything.
All right. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak. I don't know why Chooks is laughing down there. Well, good evening to everyone. Nice thoughts. Intriguing and inspiring. That's among people who want to get it. Now, the last speaker, I thank you so much for your courage. I've had someone speak on this space who is of the opposite gender, and he didn't speak well like you did. I was sensing some fear in their speech. Yeah. And also to Beast Corner, I so much respect that you spoke. I really respect it. Now, the fact is, the problem of Nigeria is from the roots. Now, ask yourself, as Miriam is speaking now, I wanted to say, when do we start saying we want to scrap NYSC? Is it after NYSC or before NYSC? Because now, the fact is, some persons in the university now, if you tell them that you want to scrap NYSC, they will think you are a wizard or a witch, because they want to go and enjoy it. They see it as a family achievement. They want to take that certificate and go and pepper other persons at home who did not go to school. Their mother will go to church and say, my child served. She wore a khaki. He wore a khaki. So they want to pepper their neighbors at home. That's, I better pass my neighbor mentality has been there with Nigeria. So who pushes for this change to scrap NYSC? Is it the people who have gone after NYSC, are done with NYSC, or the people who want to go to NYSC? The people who want to go to NYSC has the much responsibility from your SUG department, your departments, your SUGs, and your senates. Because it is from there you speak. And if you're not involved in unionism in this place as a student, if you are still going to school, you are doing yourself a disfavor, because it's from there. This corner was saying about speaking up. I can boast to myself, and I will say it anywhere, that people who know me from when I was in my ND days, they know me as I will always speak. Some persons will tell me, you see, they talk. You know they tire. This person don't want to listen to you. But I will always speak, because from there, I'm already seeing some persons who want to speak like me, who are in my corner, who want to speak like me also. So when I speak, those persons, as I won't sit down and allow them to speak when some conversations are going on. I was in a bus the other day, and I was with three of my friends, and they were speaking. I was just laughing. I said, yes, this is what it should be. It should be. So your presence should influence the other person close to you, not to bring them down. It should influence them to know their rights. Somebody was speaking and said they don't even know that they are begging their PPA to sign letter of resignation that they don't want to do again. And their PPA is insisting that they will not sign it. And the person is crying. He even came on the space to say he was crying. Bring me to the days when men went to war. because how can you be crying? You don't know your rights. For you to be even crying for your own rights, you don't even know it. I said it yesterday. Nigerians do not know their rights. The average Nigerian do not know their rights. We just come up, we are just bold, and we do not know our rights. This corner says something about being bold and timid, and that is how Nigerians are. We do not speak as when we want to speak. Everybody is quiet. It not concern me. I better pass my neighbor. As long as it doesn't concern me, I better pass people when they pass through them. It is not fair. We should start speaking up, even from your university level. Involve yourself in school unionism. That's where it starts from. The politicians you see today, show worry you see today, are from unionism. I know how many politicians who are comrades of universities, of polytechnics in service today. It is from there they start. Involve yourself there. Get out, get familiar with the place and know how to channel your anger. So that when you see people speaking, you don't see them as if they are coming to take your rights or coming to close your mouth. We see people speak and we feel intimidated. Someone said about heroes past. Yes, those heroes past fought for their pockets. We don't want messiahs anymore. We want Nigerians to speak for themselves. We don't want someone to come and save us. We want everybody to know everything about Nigeria. Enough of giving someone the hero accolade and whatnot. Let everybody be a hero. We don't want activists. We want active citizens. So start speaking up, because I'm more of the solution kind of person. I don't like dwelling. We should not dwell on yes, it is evidently clear that we are suffering in Nigeria. We are not living a life in Nigeria. The people who think they are average in living are not even living. They are poor. People who think they are poor are suffering. The rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. So it is clear that everybody is facing it. Now let's start educating ourselves. Let's start seeing that freedom. I said it yesterday. We'll speak today and it will not reflect tomorrow, not even reflect in the next 5 years, but we should speak. At least it will change. Raya has spoken up now, and you can see the tens of people saying, okay, she has spoken our minds. We want to speak too. So we should keep speaking. We should keep speaking. We don't even know who spoke before that made Raya to speak. She must have seen it, those attributes in someone. That's why she is speaking up today. So who influenced her into speaking? It is because somebody spoke yesterday. That's why Raya is speaking up today. So we should continue speaking. In fact, the persons who are in the middle, who think they are in the middle class now, should keep speaking, because it is affecting us more than those persons who can even afford a flight ticket. Raya can afford a flight ticket, and she's crying. You, when you afford flight tickets, you are not crying. Now, something is fundamentally wrong with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kleni. Thank you. You know, it's great that we young-minded people are here speaking our truth, you know, voicing out, okay? And I think this is how things are supposed to be. We have to start from places like this, Twitter, you know, every social media we have, even our WhatsApp, you know, for all to like put it out there so that people will know what is happening. You know, if we have the courage to speak here, as time goes up, they will hear our voice. I don't want to speak much about NYC because it was a total disaster during my time. I know of a friend that was posted to the River State, that is Port Harcourt, and a place of people don't see Shege. A place where she have to park this big river in Port Harcourt with boat. The boat was crazy. Imagine leaving your family house to go to another local government where you have to pass through boat before you get to the local government. A very big river. What if something happened to you? I have the video. I don't just want to post the video up here. I have the video. Or is this somebody that was posted to Niger State where this Boko Haram was having their whole set, like that is the Boko Haram hot spot then. And then they have to take by for them to even get into the local government. And then they offer them a house without... this part is not even a house, right? It's these aunt houses they offer them. And then they say they will share it to like 4 people. Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, I feel like NYC personally, I don't think it should be scrapped. The government will not do it that, because a lot of people are making money from it. like a lot of people are making money for it, like from each state to state coordinator to people in the office and even the platoon officers. They are making a lot of money. I just feel personally they have to re-strategize and, you know, rechange the purpose of NYSC. They have to change the purpose of NIC. I have to allow this. Please, now every speaker, we have like 2 minutes to speak because we have to round up. Usually our space is always 1 hour and we are more like we've done more than 1 hour. Each speaker will have like two minutes to just say their final thought, and the final thought should be like the solution. Okay, we've only heard the problem. So I will start with Felix, and then that is OK Boy. I'll start with OK Boy, then, you know, my co-host will say something, then we'll round it up.
Okay. I want to appreciate you first of all. Thank you for this space, because I've really learned a lot, and I got to hear other people's views and everything, and I really appreciate that at least once I've been able to talk and people are hearing me, because it's not been easy. It's not been easy, but the solution right now, is just two options. It's either they scrap it, they just come on top, or they regulate it. They just regulate it, because as it stands now, like I said earlier, it's not serving its purpose. It is not. To anyone that wants to opt for NYSC right now, if you are hearing me, think again. I'm not saying this because I'm scaring you. I'm telling you, don't serve your country or something. You need to have money with you, because I know what I'm going through personally. You need to have money with you. Very important. And this posting during that posting is not supposed to be so. If they are posting you to a place, normally, like, thing for you to work wherever you what you study, and then
Sorry, his network was kind of bad. So, Franchise will speak right now. Just a minute, please, just to like give your final thought and, you know, solution there.
My final thought about this whole thing, as is with any other thing Nigerian problem related, is that first and foremost, the youths need to speak up. Una too, they adapt. Una too, they collect slap on the other cheek. No, if they slap you, rush them blow. If they slap you, do what? Rush them blow, spear, unhinge their jaw. I'm not even playing. If they do you one, do them five. The youths, now this is the country is basically, they'll soon hand it on over to us. And if we do not make any conscious effort to take it from them, we will not be able to handle the country. We need to make a conscious effort to collect this thing from these people. If not, they will ruin our future. Youths, please stand up. Stand up. It starts by educating your fellow peers. It starts by educating your fellow peers, doing your little good, being a good enough Nigerian. And most importantly, getting your voters card. No more political apathy. Political apathy does not make you cool. You are not a cool kid because you don't care about the government. You are not cool because you are ruining millions of people's lives without one vote. Plus or minus one vote makes a big difference. If you don't vote, these people, they will vote for you. What? They will vote for you. You will say, I beg, I won't go. That man, they have already decided the winner. It is by you not going that they decided that winner. By the time they see, you have not voted, they could just use your credentials, put who they want. So please, educate one another. Speak up on the injustices of the society and the government. Do not be afraid to speak up. recognize those who have your best interest at heart, and it is your national duty to, provided you are more than the age of 18 years, vote and contest for office. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Franchise. We really appreciate your impact here and your input in this discussion. And pray and I hope everything will get better. And I wish you all the best in everything you are doing, your endeavor. Okay. My co-host, okay, I will allow Miriam to give us a final thought. My co-host will want to be the second to the last person to speak because she's my co-host. Miriam, please, what's your final thought? I know you are in 300 level and you've not yet experienced this whole NYC thing, but your final thought as a Nigerian really matters, okay?
Sorry, so I just pray that everything gets better. Either they regulate NYC or they should scrape it, because at this point, it's not benefiting anybody but themselves. And that's why they continue to run NYC, because as a core member, when you graduate, I was just scrolling through Twitter now. Somebody said, I'm about to finish NYC, and the only thing I'm left with is debt. Because there's nothing you are gaining. There's no work experience, because they are not posting you to where you can actually gain something. So I feel they should either regulate this thing or they should scrape it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your opinion and your input on it. You know, saying something like this, right? I read a tweet this afternoon. The guy says the president of his own CDS. So before Desmond Elliott come to their local government, they spoke in the WhatsApp group that all CDS should have an understanding that once Desmond Elliott was there, they should ask him questions regarding the NYC, like what are they doing? He said immediately Desmond Elliott arrived to the local government, they might first drop money. Mainly Desmond Elliott dropped money. All the CDS president that were supposed to ask Desmond Elliott questions regarding the NYC issues, they started snapping selfie, praising him. And then when it was time for some question, he was bold enough to ask his own question. It was one of the CDS president that was answering the question for Desmond Elliott. Like, do you know how crazy it is that you all agree as you that we are going through pains and problems? And then one of the problem people you're supposed to attack is there. And then maybe the person drop money first. Like the first thing they said this morning they did was to drop money. And I'm 100% sure that it was so strategic as a politician that he is, that if you don't drop money, you know that people will question him and a lot of things will come out. He dropped money and immediately this CDS president, how much will reach your pocket? Ah, yes, 10,000. Instead of you to ask this man some critical question, he started answering questions. Like, it's crazy. That is what we go through. Let me tell you. During monthly clearance, CDS president used to collect money from NYSC Corp members. Like, they'll collect money, make a clear, you shash, I mean, they go. So my VVIP, you know what we call VVIP? They'll just go, ha, how are you? I'm here. Just thumbprint me. Do it. They'll tell you, do it manually. They'll not control the thumbprint. There's a way they'll do it with the system. You don't have to thumbprint. They'll just go and do it manually, and you are cleared. And then some people will buy food, water for the local government person, please clear my friend, you know, it becomes business both for the CDS president, both for the AGI, and it's crazy that even us ourselves, we are doing ourselves. Some of us will come to the local government for monthly clearance for money, let's say 8 a.m. so that we can get cleared on time. We'll be there till 4 or 5 because they are doing favoritism. This is my friend. Oh, this is my friend. Oh, this one have given me money, you know. And that is just it. And it's crazy, you know, there's no request for mic. There's no mic request for anybody apart from these people that have been speaking since. And if anybody have anything to say, who could have accepted their mic, most of them are just here to listen. And that is just it. And I appreciate you guys for coming in. I will spend 1 hour.
Can I say something?
Franchise.
Just something quick.
Okay.
All right. Firstly, I have a question for you. This conference, is it being recorded? Because I would like to revisit it later.
Yes, it's being recorded. Okay, we are going to post it. You can see the record icon on it.
All right. Now, let me say something real quick. Please, You guys educate yourselves and educate your friends and your family. If these politicians come to you and offer you these sums of money to do so and so things or not to do so and so things, collect the money. That money is your own. Collect the money and refuse to do what they ask you to do, because that money is your own. It's your money that they are gathering in their pocket that they are using to buy lavish cars. Collect the money and refuse to do that, to do that thing that they ask you to do. That's one. When you do that, go against it and still do and still push, because you can still get more and more and more from them. Thank you very much.
Sorry, can I say something?
Who is speaking, please?
My name is Jemima.
Okay, Amos Jemima, you can speak, please.
Well, what I can say about this problem that is happening is that it's a general problem, it's a general matter that everybody has to be involved in. Like me personally, I've never really had interest in like all this politics and all, but like I can see the way the country is going. It's not supposed to be like this. And to be very honest, like what Franchise said, it's always like the poor people that are always the one coming out to always advocate for the evil of these politicians. And it's very bad. It's very bad. Me, I'm like in my 300 level too. I attend like a private university in Nasarawa, Bingham. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's a church university. And I can tell you that even a church university, they are still running backward corruption. And then they'll come out and they're supposed to even be the saints. Me personally, I've always been looking forward to NYC, to be very honest, because of like the whole experience and all. But for me to see how a young lady came out to talk, to cry, 33,000 naira, even my car brings 33,000 naira in a month. Me, I'm in a private school, I'm not paying accommodation just to feed and do my assignment. I can't use 33,000 naira in a month. Talking of somebody who is using it for her transport, feed herself, pay other little bills, it's very sad. I feel all Nigerians should all be like and participate more in like elections and all. We shouldn't just stay at home and say, oh, we already know who is going to win. We already know who is going to lose. It's really sad. It's really sad. And for me, I don't even think President Tinubu, but I don't think that man knows what is happening. People are just working for him, doing his job. People are just chilling. He doesn't really know anything. He doesn't really know anything that's happening. To me, it's very bad. It's very bad, it's very sad that a country that has a lot of natural resources, oil, we have cash crops, this is where we are. I'm very sorry, I know I'm talking about NYC, but I want to bring something into this. This, I don't know if anybody heard about this on the Jackson case about a man who defended himself on his farm and he has to face death sentence. Like that tells you that even the judicial system, that is the last hope for a common man. For a common man, you can't get justice. How can you be on your farm, you get attacked on your leg, on your neck, and the judge is telling you that you should have run after collecting the knife from the attacker when you were on your farm? Me, I always tell people, don't even make sure you don't enter problem with police people, because police is not your friend. They are not your friend. They are not your friend at all. Now, we don't even know whether he'll be executed. He has been in prison for the past 10 years, since 2014, for defending himself on his farm. This is really sad. Like, where is this country going to? Where is this country going to? That even if a farmer that thinks that maybe the law is like his final verdict, they went against him. It's more sad that international countries are getting involved in little issues like this that should not be out there. Little issues. Look at the saga between Natasha and Nkosi Akpabio happening in the Senate. That is a shame. Then the NYC girl that came. And somebody that is saying that she's fixing nails and doing lashes. So she should look like a problem because she's a Nigerian. She should look like a problem because she's a Nigerian. I think it's hard time everybody speak up. You know, let's speak up on issues that we are going through instead of keeping quiet. I never would imagine that in my 20s that I would get involved in the problems of Nigeria. Like I never imagined. Like, I remember when pure water used to be 5 naira, biscuit 5 naira, chingon 5 naira. Look, at one pure water is now 15 naira. How? And what franchise says Sowore, everything that Sowore has fought for, Amadou Bello, people that fought for the independence of Nigeria, people that fought for democracy, wherever they are in their grave now, they'll be sad. Because another issue that we have in this country is checks and balancing. The checks and balancing is just there. They don't do it. Because if the checks and balances, the executive arm of government, if they check out what's happening in the legislative arms and the judiciary, a lot of things will not be happening. To me, that's what I have to say. A lot of things will not be happening. It's high time we come out and we speak and we air our problems out. Because keeping quiet, and like you said, you know, they will always say Nigerians are really used to it because they know we'll just come out, we'll just protest, and we'll keep quiet. Everybody go to their house. You just see when we come out and make noise, that's the end. We'll go back to our house. And that's like an ideology that needs to change. They need to do that now. Nigerians are not going to keep quiet anymore. We are not their slaves. This is democracy. This is democracy. We're in a democratic nation. We're in a democratic country. We shouldn't be treated like slaves. We have the right to come out, say how we feel, and be listened to. She said Lagos smells. I've stayed in Lagos before I moved to Abuja. Lagos actually smells. But it's because of how populated it is. There are other places in Abuja too that also smell. There are other places in Rivers. There are other places in other countries that smell. So for us to come out and state, Governor Sanwo-Olu of Lagos is supposed to take that as a blow to him and do something better. We need to start telling ourselves the truth. Because people who have money to jackpot with jackpot. And very soon Nigeria will be empty because even the best brains are leaving. Doctors are leaving. Engineers are leaving because they have better opportunities outside than they have in their own country. It's very sad. It's really annoying. It's embarrassing that international countries will be getting involved what is happening here. Look at NYSC. I was looking forward to it, but I don't even look forward to it anymore. Because just for who was saying that when you are sick, you cannot even take medical attention. Because of how I want to serve my country, Nigeria. Because of how much I should now lose my life. Haba. It's really sad. It's really sad. And I just pray that Nigeria will be better even before I even have children. Because I don't think I can birth children in a country like this. And what Franchise said about elders that always saying, keep quiet, what do you know? It happens a lot, even in my house. I'll be talking, my mom will be like, what do you know about life? What do you know about this? But you need to understand that we are all getting old, we are all adults. The fact that we have not really stayed much on this planet Earth like them does not mean that we cannot see things, comprehend things, think things, and give out our views on issues happening, to be very honest, because we cannot say we are in a democratic nation and we can't have freedom of speech. Whereby we are the ones that voted you, put you in that position, and then we cannot call it other when you make some certain mistakes or when things are not going the way they should. That's really sad that a country like Nigeria has come to this level of hypocrisy. And it saddens me. I used to always say this thing. Poor people will poor people, they will never learn. So these people, the politicians will come, use them, abandon them, use them again. And let me tell you, if you give a poor person 50k, that 50k is luxury. To them, it's luxury. So you cannot compare maybe giving someone that's exposed 50k and somebody who has barely survived in the village 50k. They will support you. Because they feel 50k is luxury. They feel you've come, you're their savior. You're giving them cap, bag of rice. I used to say, will that bag of rice last you for the 4 years that person will be in power? It won't. And it's really sad, you know, that this is where we are right now. And me, I know for a fact that they can't do that NYC girl anything. Because she has come out to say they're threatening her, people on her case. So if she goes missing, everybody knows who they will hold. People will go for that woman, and people will go for where, people will go to where she was originally like posted and all to like look for her. And me, I do expect her to cry because me normally I would never like go like on the internet and like cry, but like for her to cry it shows that it's really taking her some, because I went to her page, she earns in dollars, like she does this remote work on Upwork, so she earns in dollars. So you can imagine what that earns in dollar, still crying. They talk more about average Nigeria that does not earn in dollar or does not have, does not earn in dollar and does not have like any other source of income. So I feel like this high time Nigerians come out, speak up, participate more in politics, you know, let our voice be heard. Like me personally, yeah, I'm studying mass comm, and there's something that my lecturer told us about. He said, the law is meant to guide you and not gag you. And then he was telling us about a law about freedom of speech, whereby it's about, yeah, under freedom of speech, yeah, whereby journalists don't really have, like, we don't really have freedom to go into like organizations to get information. And I was talking about how we should walk our way through going to National Assembly and getting our voice heard. And I was like, definitely, I'm in, like, anything better. So, and I'm in, like, how are we going to do this? And then some of my classmates were like, no, Omo, they don't think they want to go because they know how Nigeria is. They don't think they want to participate. Like, you just seen a lot of, like, discouraging things. And I was like, we have not even tried, guys. And you guys are already like, you don't want to go. And you guys are already thinking about not going. It really broke my heart, honestly, because, like, I didn't expect a good, we are over 100 and something. And I'm telling you, only three of us in my class, me and two other guys, were even fit on going to, like, National Assembly to get this law amended. The main 90-something people in my class refused. Let's say that a lot of people have given hope, a lot of people have lost hope, a lot of people don't care anymore, a lot of people are tired, and it's really sad. And I want to thank Franchise, yeah, because it was from his Snap story that I got here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amos Jemima. I really appreciate you for coming up and sharing your thought and opinion about this issue. You are actually very good, and I can hear the passion and frustration in your voice. Thank you very much. Okay, Franchise, thank you for sharing this space. You know, we don't have much time, and
please, I want to ask if you do this often. Maybe I can like rejoin or just say once in a while something.
No, we host for this often. Sometimes we host entertainment, celebrities, and all those stuff. Like tomorrow, we're bringing up an upcoming artist to come and promote his songs. You know, sometimes we do this kind of space like literally every time. Okay, so we follow our page. You know, and we have a tech space coming up soon for Nigeria tech community for them to come and talk about their innovation and things they're working on. Maybe we as a brand can invest in them. Okay, so we have a lot of things we do on Ninja Nation. So we are not like the other blog. Okay, we are here. We are one big community and one big family. So you can follow us on also on all our social media, including Instagram. And okay, and one more thing, please. If you know you are a student in any Nigeria university, follow Niger Nation University because we have scholarship coming up for students in Nigeria. So we'll be giving scholarship out to students in Nigeria, university, polytechnic, college, you know. So follow Niger Nation here on Twitter and also on IG, and also follow Niger Nation University for you to have latest update about that.
Niger Nation University, do you have a page on Twitter too?
No. We only have Niger Nation University on IG because that's where